episode of MCW Fancast. I'm Emma, thanks for listening. This week, Man City women had two fixtures in quick succession. Sunday saw the Blues travel to Chesham where they met Tottenham Hotspur ladies in the fifth round of the FA Cup. And midweek saw our attention turn back to the WSL where visitors Everton made the trip to the Academy Stadium on Wednesday night. Later in the podcast, I'll be talking to Dave from the OSC to get his thoughts on this past week's games. And we also look ahead to the Conti Cup final on Saturday against Arsenal. It's the seventh time Arsenal have made the Conti Cup final, and this will be the third meeting for City and Arsenal at this stage of the competition. Manchester City, with that memorable win at the Academy Stadium in their first season in the WSL back in 2014. And last year at Adams Park, Arsenal ran out winners thanks to Vivian Miedema with the only goal in the game. Since the Cup launched in 2011, it's only been won by either City or Arsenal, surprisingly, and Saturday is set to be a great day out at Bramall Lane, home of Sheffield United, who will play host to the final, who will be lifting the first silverware on offer this season. Well, there's absolutely no harm in being optimistic. So before we look ahead to the Conti Cup final with Caroline, here is manager Nick Cushing and Ciara Walsh speaking at full time at the end of the Everton game.
To get into our rhythm, but I think we started sharp when we came back in the second half, and you know, we took the game to them, and yeah, we got 3 points, which is what we came to do. I think we knew that we probably wasn't at our best in the first half as a team. I don't really think Nick really needs to say much. We came in a bit disappointed, but we came out and yeah, we pressed a lot higher and we played the ball a lot quicker, and I think, you know, at times that's when we started to create the goals. I think from previous occasions, Everton have always pressed high. You know, they're a team that's got a lot of energy, and I think, you know, that's one of their strengths. But yeah, I don't think it did surprise us. We worked on them pressing all week and how we're going to play out from the back. So yeah, I think we kind of expected it. Yeah, it is a big result, but I think it shows as well that we've got a lot of strength within the squad. We made some changes tonight, and we was behind and we came back, and you know, that shows good character. And yes, we can take that into the final on Saturday.
What's the feeling like amongst the team looking to the weekend now?
To be fair, we've been taking it game by game. We're going to prepare for the final now, and I think it's exciting. You know, we like to think of the Conti Cup as our cup because that's the first one we won. But I think, yeah, there's not much nerves at the minute. I think it's more excitement and confident because we've been playing well and we're on a roll at the minute.
Good luck at the weekend.
Thank you.
I thought we were too tentative on build-up at the start. We weren't decisive enough with our decisions, and that almost gives the opposition a bit of enthusiasm and lets them grow into the game. Although I thought we had some good patches of play, there were some little tweaks at half-time that we needed. You know, I wasn't disappointed in the application of the players, but there were some little details that we needed to improve on. And obviously, you see the second half, we sorted it out pretty quickly, and then in the end, you know, won the game pretty comfortably. So I think there was some tactical, obviously, I haven't changed the system today, so that causes us a few problems, but it's about solving that problem, and probably took us too long, 20 minutes to sort it out. And then by that time, we then were getting into the game, and I've said before, you know, we don't want to give enthusiasm to the opposition, and we gave them that with the mistake on the goal and turning the ball over at times, not solving the problem with the high press. But like I say, you give those little details at half time, you give the players the opportunities to solve the problem, and you know, they did that very, very well. We've had teams come and press us high, we've had teams come and sit deep. You know, we played Chelsea, they changed their system. We played Everton today, they changed their system because of our system. You know, we've obviously changed ours, and it's no secret. I expect Arsenal to play three at the back against us in the final because they'll think that will expose the system that we play. But like I say, if you watch the Chelsea game away and you watch this game here, it's just about solving the problem, and the players have got the capability of doing that. We spoke all season about Liverpool away last year, about Arsenal away last year, about Reading at home here last year, you know, having the the team's ability, mentality, physicality, you know, intelligence to solve those problems. And when you go, you know, 1-0 down at Reading, get back in the game. When you go 1-0 down at Liverpool, win that game because we're capable of it. 1-0 up at Arsenal, so we're growing. And I've said before about last year being a learning process. Today was just an opportunity to show how good we've been at becoming a better team than we were there. And like I said, I had no worries at half time. It was just those little details, and then it was over to the players.
Hi Dave, how are you?
Good evening, Emma. Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, you too. Thank you for joining me. We just wanted to recap over the last couple of games. The first one being when we played Tottenham in the FA Cup last Sunday. You went along to the game. What did you make of the match?
Yeah, like you said, it's a busy week, isn't it? We've got three games, that being the first one. It was a tough game, actually. Tottenham were a very good side, considering that they're in the division below us. I think it was a very good game. Possibly a little bit flattering, 3-0. I thought Spurs were a good side on the day. But yeah, it was a very good game of football. Very enjoyable. Very nice people. And we had a really good day out.
Tottenham pretty much held us off, didn't they, in the first half? Made it quite difficult for us. And then it wasn't until towards probably the end of the first half that we were able to get the break with the free kick off Seth.
Yeah, we had more of the ball. We get taken the play a little bit. They sat off a little bit, defended deep, which you'd expect, but then did, you know, hit us on the break and had some chances and a couple of corners and went close a couple of times themselves. Yeah. And then obviously Steph came up with one of the trademark free kicks to get us off the mark. And yeah, just before half time, we had a good move. Lauren turned the defender on the edge of the box and finished well. And to be honest with you, probably a flattering scoreline at half time, because like I say, it was a very close game. But yeah, it's a cup game, and all you've got to do is get through in there, and the girls did not.
And then, like you said, the second half, I think it was an Emsley corner, was it? And Bonner got on the end of that.
That's right, there was a bit of a scuffle, wasn't there? There was a bit of a ricochet around, and then Gemma managed to just prod it home, made it 3-0, pretty much sealed the game. Because I think if they'd have got one back and got to 2-1, it could have been, you know, it could have been a bit sticky for us, but we made it 3-0 and pretty much he saw out the game, although we did obviously we conceded the penalty, which got us out of the hole by saving it. So a good day all round, really.
Yeah, Tottenham though, like you said, came close on occasions, and
they did. Yeah, they played very well. Tottenham, I was very impressed with them. I mean, I didn't see much difference between, say, the way Tottenham were playing the other day and some of the teams in the, say, let's say the lower half of WSL1.
Yeah,
you know, they looked as good to me. Now, I've not seen United play this season. Obviously, they're second out in Tottenham on top of that division.
Yeah.
So, but it's the first time I've seen Spurs, you know, in the flesh, and they were. I was really impressed.
So you could say that they've got the makings of a WSL one side, then.
Well, certainly, yeah. If you look at teams, you know, I'm not putting teams down here by saying if you look at the teams like, say, West Ham, Everton, good side in WSL, and Tottenham, to me, there didn't seem to be much of a gap between them and what I was watching from Tottenham, no.
Yeah.
They looked quite a similar standard to me.
Yeah, so, it's looking likely that they could obviously move up to the WSL next season, so they'll certainly be able to obviously compete.
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, they seem to have quite a number of young players who look good.
Yeah.
Look good on the ball, confident. It looks a very good setup.
And a record crowd for them as well on Sunday.
Yeah, it was. There was a lot there, yeah. It was. They played at Chesham, which is a bit of a, you know, it's like a non-league ground, you know, but over 1,000 people in there, and it was very busy. A lot of it was standing round, so there was a lot of people all the way around the pitch, which created a bit of an atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. You said it was a bit of a similar setup to West Ham. When you got there, did it feel like that?
Yeah. There was like one stand of about, say, 10 seats deep along, say, you know, the main, you know, along the side. And then there was a little stand on the far side behind the dugouts. And then obviously right round the pitch you could stand, you know, all the way round.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people did. So there was like a crowd all the way round the pitch. I know Leanne was wandering around taking photographs, and she wandered right round the pitch a couple of times. So, you know, you could sit, and, you know, so it sort of like gave it a bit of an atmosphere because there was a crowd all the way around the pitch, you know what I mean? So it sort of then closed the game in and gave it an atmosphere. And there was good support there for Tottenham, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I was talking to a lady who was doing the vlog. She vlogs Spurs men's games mainly, but does the women when she comes. She hasn't been for a while, and she was saying what a good turnout it was.
Yeah.
And, nice that they got a record crowd, and they were, you know, they weren't doing that. They were welcoming. We had a bit of banter with the fans, which you do. Nothing, you know, nothing nasty. It was just a bit of fun, and it was a good day out.
Brilliant.
And we wish them all the best. That's the stuff that we hope we play them again next season and they get promoted.
Yeah, definitely. And then obviously last night we played Everton at home in the WSL. Bit of a tricky start, a rocky start for City, really, not being able to really do much in the first half. But Everton, obviously, with the 1-0 going into the break.
I think it was the old cliche of the game of two halves last night, wasn't it? In the first half. I know we gave away a silly goal, and that happened, doesn't it? You know, it was a mistake, and they scored from it. But the tempo of City was so off the boil in the first half. That was more worrying to me than the goal. It was, you know, we just were in the game. But then, obviously, at half-time, it got stuck into them. And the second half was like a different team.
You could see that obviously Everton had come out perhaps not as how we expected them to play, really. They seemed to have changed their formation and they were playing a high line.
Yeah, they did play a very high line. And they played well, to be fair, as well, I thought. You know, first half, they were the better side. There's no choice about that.
I think everyone would probably agree with that. I don't think there's anyone that would disagree.
Yeah. I think Keira was outstanding and was the standout player on the night for City. Was, you know, Keira Walsh, I think she controlled the game. Even in the first half when City weren't playing well, I thought she played well.
Yeah.
Because she was struggling a little bit. They were a bit overrunning midfield.
And she came so well. Close as well towards the end of the half.
She did. She had the best chance in the first half, which, as you say, was lucky not to go in. And she soon made up for it in the second half, didn't she, with a good strike.
Really, really good strike. So, 3-1, obviously on the night, a good result for City. Looking ahead now to the weekend, the big one, the Conte Cup final, and once again meeting Arsenal in the final. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, well, obviously, Cup final, yet again, like you say, Arsenal's the third time. We're standing at 1-1. The other two have been at Adams Park. This one's at Bramall Lane, as you know. So, it's a Cup final. It's whoever turns up on the day and wants it more, I think.
Yeah, but hopefully it won't be a 1-0.
Well, you know, I'd love to go 2 or 3 up in the first half and coast, but they're a good side, Arsenal, so I do think it will be close.
Yeah, I agree with that. I really do think it will be a close game. They played last night, didn't they? They played Yeovil, and again, they were a bit slow getting into their game against Yeovil, weren't they?
It's understandable, I suppose. You know, as much as managers say you focus on the game that you're playing, when it's 3 days before a cup final, you can say that we wouldn't be the same if you were playing. You'd be looking forward to a cup final, wouldn't you, as a player? So,
yeah.
You know, it happens all the time. But, you know, like you said, they still won. They still won comfortably in the end, didn't they? So,
yeah.
You know, it looks like it might be between. I wouldn't rule Chelsea out 100% yet, but it looks like it's between us and Arsenal for the league.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they win their games in hand and stuff is obviously very important. And we've got that fixture right at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Could be crucial, you know, when we play each other.
The way it's carrying on, like you said, it looks as though it's going to play probably a huge part on the last day of the season.
Possibly, yeah, it could be. It could mean it could be winner takes all. But what we've got to do is just focus on the games before then, make sure we win them. Because you can't affect what Arsenal do in those games, you know, before then.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure we win all our games, put as much pressure on as we can, and then we can forget the league on Saturday. It's all about the cup. Go for it. Let's get a trophy on the cabinet, and we've had a successful season, haven't we, if we win a trophy.
I mean, with obviously the disappointment of perhaps not getting any silverware last season, do you think there's more emphasis on getting the first trophy of the season that's available to us this time round?
I don't know about more emphasis. I think, you know, obviously everyone would like to, you know, get that trophy on the cabinet. I think it's quite a special trophy to City, because after, you know, post rebound, when we came Man City winning in 2014, that first season we won this cup, but nobody fancied us to win anything because we were restarting as a new team almost, and, you know, new manager and all the new players were new, and we went and won this cup. And ever since then, I think the clubs have quite an affiliation with this cup. It feels for it, you know what I mean? It feels like we go for it, and we won it again in 2016. We were lucky. We got to the final last year. We didn't play that well on the night, and we lost that. But we have got a pretty good record in this tournament.
Yeah.
And it's something that, you know, I think we'd like to keep up. And, you know, if we play like we played against Arsenal at the Academy Stadium before Christmas, there's no reason why we can't win on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We've certainly got the players to do it.
Yeah, you look back on the games that we've had to obviously get to this point in the competition, to get to the final. We've only really conceded one goal, I think is incredible.
Yeah, we've been good. We've been good in this tournament right the way through, haven't we?
Really consistent. I would argue getting good results.
The performance at Chelsea in the semi-final the other week was possibly, along with the Arsenal game, our best performance of the season.
Yeah.
So, you know, they obviously, they do rate this tournament. It's a trophy. We're not in Europe this season. You know, let's make that a positive. Let's go for the domestic trophies while we can. There's three of them to be won. We can go for all three. Let's start on Saturday, go for this first one.
Yeah. What are you hoping for then on Saturday, prediction-wise?
Obviously, I'm hoping for us to do it. It's difficult because, like I say, cup finals, you know, you just never know. But I can't see... I know you said you don't want a 1-0, but I can't see a lot of gold in it. You know, to please you, Emma, I'll give you some extra goals. I'll go for 2-1.
Thanks!
I'll go for 2-1 to City.
That's good. I would go for a 2-1 as well. To be fair, and like I said, either way, I'd be happy.
Yeah, well, it could go to extra time. It wouldn't surprise me if it did.
Don't talk about extra time,
well,
Dave.
It's possible, isn't it? You know, you need to be aware it could be a long afternoon.
Yeah, it could be a long afternoon. At least it's starting early.
If you think about how well we played against them at the Academy Stadium in December, we were very good that day. Mm. They didn't get a lucky, did they? We played them off the pitch basically for 90 minutes.
I know that. Yeah, I know it's hard to say, but I think we could say that we've got a slight advantage going into this fixture, given obviously the results we've had this season, particularly.
Oh, I love your confidence.
I'm really optimistic. You should have heard what I put in the beginning of the podcast. I always believe that until the final whistle goes, there's every opportunity that we can win this game, and I'm going to believe that we can go into this game dead optimistic, and then we can get a result and bring that trophy back to Manchester.
Definitely.
And until the final whistle blows, I believe we can do it, even if it's like 4-0 with 3 minutes left in the game. I still believe we can do it. But no.
Well, I'll remind you that at full time, whatever the score is, we'll be celebrating our commiserating, and then I'll remind you of that.
I know, but yeah, it would be great to obviously to bring that County Cup back to Manchester. And like I said, there is an affiliation with that trophy. It's very special. You know, we can do it. We've shown that we've got great quality this season. And, you know, hopefully, despite obviously that first half against Everton, we've just got to put that in the back of our minds now and just write it off and forget about it. And you know, take the positives away from that second half, the fight, the tenacity.
Yeah.
The belief, the passion that we show and use that in the game on Saturday, because I think we're going to need it, and I think it's definitely there within the players. They want to win that cup. Nick wants to win that cup. I believe we're going to win that cup.
Yeah, I love it. Do you want to go to the dressing room? I like that.
Let's have it. Come on.
We're an unbeaten side, you know. So you know you've got to play well to beat us.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm confident myself.
Yeah.
I am confident. I don't, I'm not selfish, but I am. I'm always confident. Because I know that, you know, the teams have to play very well. And when we play as well as we can play, we're a very hard side to beat.
Yeah. And if Arsenal come out and they do get the result, then fair play to them. You know, again, they're another side that have shown absolute consistency. Despite their injury problems, you know, they've had little blips in the season, but they've still managed to come out and, you know, put in good performances when they've needed to.
Oh, yeah. You know, and it... Big player, haven't they?
Yeah.
In Jordan Knobbs. I mean, she's a quality player, and any team would miss a quality player, you know, a player of that quality, taking out of a team. You know, it's going to affect that team.
I mean, there's been quite a few standout players. I mean, obviously, you've got Miedema in there. Bloodsworth has had a great season as well. Mead, they're all great players, and on the day, you know, they can give as good as, can't they? So, you know, we've obviously got to be prepared for that. And either way, it should be a great cup final.
It should be a great cup final, and it's on a Saturday this time, not stuck away on a Thursday night. So we should get a nice big crowd.
Yeah.
Hopefully, there'll be, you know, a lot of families can come with it being a Saturday, and we get a big crowd, a lot of support, make it into a prestigious cup final that it should be.
Yeah,
and you know, the sun might shine, and it could be a great day out for everybody.
Yes, definitely. It's a Carabao Cup as well on Sunday, isn't it?
It is. That's on Sunday, yeah.
So it could potentially be a really good weekend for Man City, potentially.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, You're right, it could be amazing.
Right.
I'm going to both games, I'm going to be very busy. I'll tell you one thing, I'm going to be tired on Monday.
No, have you took the day off? You staying at home?
Yeah.
Brilliant. You want to let fans know about, there's obviously coach travel that's obviously been put on by the supporters club. So what are the details of that?
Well, obviously we've got our OSC coach going from the Blue Car Park on Saturday morning to Bramall Lane. It's leaving at 8:30, it's leaving earlier. There's a couple of reasons for that I'll explain in a minute. It's leaving from, as I say, the Blue Car Park, which is the big car park, right at the back of the Etihad where the gas amateur is, off Alan Choring Way. You turn off Alan Choring Way through the big gates. Can't miss it. It's the Blue Car Park. Anyone that's on our coach, they already know they're on it by now, obviously, you know, been told. You can park your car there all day, leave your car, get on the coach, and the coach will bring you back there in the evening. Obviously, with it being a 12:15 kick-off at Bramall Lane, we should be back in Manchester. Even if it went to extra time penalty, we should still be back for tea time, which, you know, not too far. We're leaving, we want the coach to leave at 8:30 prompt, so we're asking people to get there between 8 and 8:15.
Set your alarms.
Set your alarm, Emma. And then check, Jane will check you on to the coach, and obviously we'll get going. The club themselves have put a free coach on for people who are not in on our OSD coach booking for like non-members of the City fans who want to go. The club are running some free coaches. They are also going from the Blue Car Park, but I believe they're later, and you need to contact the club, because that's being done through City, so I mean, you need to contact the City about that. But we want our coach and our members to be on their coach and out of the way, so that when, you know, City's coaches can then load up after we've got. Plus the fact is, we asked our members, and most of them said they wanted to go earlier and soak up a bit of the atmosphere, you know. It's a cup final, so let's get there early and enjoy it and mix with some of our Arsenal friends and enjoy the pre-match atmosphere.
Yeah, definitely.
And I also believe there's a couple of hostelries just around the corner from the ground and what have you, so there'll be plenty of things for people to do if you do get there early. If anyone's driving and they just need, I mean, I know I usually do the away match info, so I'll just, obviously, it's at Bramall Lane. The official address is Sheffield United, 105 Bramall Lane, Bramall Lane Stadium, Sheffield, obviously, F24SW. So if anyone needs a sat-nav code, there it is for them. And there's no parking at the ground, though, I believe, but there is plenty of car parks around that you can be directed to, should be signposted as well. I've got a diagram of some of them that are near the ground, which I'll put up on the official OSD Twitter for people who are driving. Okay, I'll put that up tomorrow, which will be Friday. That's it, really, you know, for tomorrow, for Saturday. So everyone's on, one of the coaches are driving, and like I say, I think we're in block, all the City fans, anyone who hasn't got the ticket yet who wants to come along and they want to stick with the City fans, we're in block F6. Basically, the six blocks along the side of the pitch, Arsenal are in the block F1 and then into 2. The middle blocks are like the neutrals and the FA, and then we've got the blocks after that, so we're starting in block F6. Okay. If they sell out of F6, it'll be into block F5, I would imagine. That's the City end of the stadium if anyone wants to come and stick with us and make a bit of noise.
Okay. Yeah, looking forward to Bramall Lane. I've never been before.
I've been, obviously, to City Ben's games for a number of years. We haven't played them for a while now, but I have been. But it's a big, old stadium, you know. It's been around a long time. And it's just nice to have a cup final that's a little bit nearer for our guys to get to. You know, and with it being a Saturday as well, you know. I mean, we're used to chasing down south, aren't we, and stuff. So it's nice, you know, and hopefully we have a lot of City fans who think, right, we'll go to this one Saturday before the Man on Sunday, and we get a big crowd.
It looks as though it's going to be, you know, even well attended, like you said, by neutral fans. I mean, there's been a lot of people on Twitter saying that they're going along that aren't necessarily Arsenal or City fans. It's really great to see that as well, that they are, you know, just coming along because they hope they're going to see a really good game of football.
Yeah, the more the merrier, because like I say, it turns it into the prestige final that it should be. You know, this is the League Cup. You know, there's only the FA Cup and the League Cup. This is the League Cup final. You know, it should be a prestigious event.
Definitely. You know? I'm really looking forward to it, Dave. I'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday. I'll be there bright and early.
Right, yeah, good.
Let's hope, like I said, we can bring that trophy back to Manchester.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, I look forward to it myself. I'll see you Saturday.
See you Saturday.
And it should be a great day out.
All right, I'll see you then. Thanks, Dave.
Bye, Emma. Bye. Bye.
We've been asking you for your predictions ahead of Saturday's County Cup final on Twitter. You've been getting in touch and letting us know what your thoughts are. LS1 Hack has said 2-1 to City. Without football, life was boring. Said, if we play like we did in the first half last night against Everton, it will be a humiliating defeat. But if we play like we did in the second half, it will be a comfortable victory. Saying 2-0 with Paris with a brace. Janet is looking forward to the game. I think we have a real chance and are feeling very optimistic. It's on a Saturday. It will be a great crowd and the sun will be out. I'm going for a 2-0 win for City. Team Wallart is coming over for the game. Have a safe trip. Celine will look forward to seeing you on Saturday. She's going for a 2-1 win and loads of fun. And hopefully, I'm sure she'll be hoping Tessa will get on the score sheet as well. Cammy has also sent us a message saying that she feels anxious about the game on Saturday. Don't be anxious about it. Keep positive. Although I'm probably on Saturday morning, I'll feel a lot differently about that. If you're making the trip to Bramall Lane on Saturday, we'll see you there. We'll be out and about the stadium on Saturday, so if you see us, we'll be speaking to some fans before the game. Come and say hello to us. We've also got a very special competition running on our Twitter page at the moment, where you can win a signed Demi Stokes player-issued Man City training top. All you've got to do is make sure you're following us on Twitter at MCWFancast and retweet the pinned tweet. Entries close on Saturday, the 23rd of February 2019 at 6 p.m. Good luck! Hope you've enjoyed this week's episode. We'll be back next Friday. Have a great week!